Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast in 2026. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, you're missing out on my beautiful face because the exciting news for the podcast in 2026 is that we have moved to video. So I actually have a microphone here that I should be using more clearly, but also you get to see my wonderful face. And I just thought that moving the podcast to have a video option would be really great for people to get to know me and see what I'm like. You also get to see like my office, where I'm at. So I thought it would just be a very nice idea for 2026 to add a video podcast, which will be uploaded to YouTube. So if you're listening to this on your usual podcast service, you can also watch me on YouTube if you so desire. So welcome to the new year. And like most people in 2026, you're trying to figure out, you know, what your goals are, what's up next for you. So this month we're starting with 2026. Get it right. Steps you should be taking in the new year for your estate plan. So each week we'll be going through, just like we did last year, having a monthly topic and then each week going through something new. So starting with a really easy one for you this week. Does your will need to be updated? Okay, so this is on the basis that you have a will. If you don't have a will, you know my feelings about this. If you're a regular listener, get a will. Okay, now I can really like look you in the eye and say it. But it's really important if you don't have a will, you have to get one. But for today's purpose, we're really talking to people that have their wills and really need to think about whether they need updating. So if you get a will done through me at Vicar Law, every year I actually send you a checklist along with an email saying, happy anniversary on signing your will. You know, have a look. Here's a copy. Have a look. Is there anything that needs to be updated and changed? And it gives you the opportunity every year. And I recommend people do this, even if you haven't got your will through me. Take it out. Have a look at it. Is it still relevant? Does it still work? And for lots of people, your will probably needs updating. So I'm just going to mention the main ones in terms of your will really need to be updating. And these are the ones that I find that people are coming to me to see me about when their wills require updating. So the first one is really around relationship status, getting married, getting divorced, separating, entering into a new de facto relationship. Those are all really important reasons to update your will. Now, interestingly, if you get married, your previous will is automatically revoked. So that's a pretty good reason to update your will. Now, if you enter into a de facto relationship, which for the Succession Act is based on living together for 2 years on a genuine domestic basis, you should be updating your will around that 2 year mark because that de facto becomes your highest priority to your estate. You know, they have the highest priority to make a claim, but also to be the administrator of your estate. So super important that you look at updating and you get that. Now, if you're ending a relationship, and I know some people are in that boat at the beginning of the year, if you're separating, you need to update your will, whether that's de facto or you're in a marriage, straight away. Okay, because any effect that divorce, for example, happens on your will won't happen until you get the dissolution of marriage. So it's really important you revisit your will as soon as possible to protect, you know, yourself, your assets, but also your children as well that you may have with this person. So relationship status changes, that's probably a really obvious reason why you should update your will. Another one is really any changes to somebody that is named in your will. So the people that are named in your will generally are your executors who administer your will. You've got your beneficiaries that benefit from your will. So if any of them have moved overseas as one, passed away themselves, you're no longer in contact with an executor, for example, it's a really good reason to update your will. And those changes, if you've already done a will with me, they're relatively simple. But in some circumstances, it may, you know, indicate a much bigger change than normal. But anything happening to any person named in your will is a really another good reason. Another really important reason that I say to all my clients with minor children is to revisit your guardianship every year. So when you have minor kids, the reality is that they change, you change, how many kids you have change, who you want to be your guardians probably change over time. I find most people with really young children will pick their parents because they're the people that help them most, you know. And at that time, when you have relatively young kids, your parents aren't that old, right? So they're really good options. But time changes, people change. Guardianship is another really good reason to update your will. So those are like three really big ones that I would pull out. Some things that people will say to me is like, oh, I've gained an asset. You know, I've bought an investment property. Unless you're doing something specific with that property, probably wouldn't worry about it. I really account for my wills, asset changes. We don't really need to update your will, but some people like to. If you had a right to reside cause, if you were giving a specific gift to someone, that's a good reason to update it. But asset changes, not a massive deal. The other one that people don't really think of too much is when someone named in your will moves overseas. Okay, and there's kind of two reasons why that's important. First one is if they're named as executor in your will and they're the sole executor, you really need an Australian resident executor. Otherwise, the ATO, our favorite place, everyone's favorite place, the ATO look at that estate as an overseas trust. And you don't want that. Bad tax implications. So someone moving overseas, and if you have a beneficiary that moves overseas, you need to consider whether you've gifted that person any property or if there's property in your estate. Because if they're a foreign resident for tax purposes, so someone maybe like completely, you know, move to New Zealand or move overseas, at the moment you can't own any residential property in Australia if you're an overseas foreign resident. So that's another reason. So kind of that big move for people. But I would say that they're the main reasons. Now, lots of people who I don't know will contact me and say, oh, I've just got to update this small thing. Can you do that for me? Yes and no. Like, of course I can update your will, but I don't know you. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know your assets and liabilities. Most of the time for those people, I'm starting from scratch. And that's really for liability for myself. You know, how can I give you proper advice if I don't know your circumstances? You know, just changing executor might be something very small to you, but might have large implications down the track. Same with the beneficiary. Okay. So in those circumstances for people, I say we're really starting again and starting afresh. And then we can have this, you know, lifelong relationship really with your will. For people that have already done their will with me, a small update is really not a problem. I'll quickly check what else has changed. But if it's just a name change, like a guardian name, really simple and easy to do. The main thing I want to say to you is that if you feel there is a change, just update your will, okay? Don't leave it to chance. I've had quite a few people say that are looking at like contesting wills say, oh, you know, they really said that they were going to update their will. They'd made an appointment, but just never got around to finalizing it. And then their wishes aren't properly recorded in their will. So it's something that you really, really need to look at. And, you know, the benefit of going with me and getting your estate plan done with me is I send you a lovely reminder every year. So that's all I have for this week, my first video podcast for those watching. Next week, we're going to continue the topic talking about, does your enduring power of attorney need to be updated? So one that is also very, you know, close to my heart and one thing that needs to be considered. If you want to take this discussion further, you can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, or send me an email, lydia@vicarlaw.com.au. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Share this video or podcast with someone you may know or someone that you know that needs to update their will. That would be probably really helpful for them. Otherwise, I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.